Welcome to another episode of the Neon Movie Bunker. I'm John Robinson.
And I'm L.A. Ray Stan.
And we're here to talk about movies.
And more movies.
And other movies.
But that's about it. It's been quiet.
Yeah.
News-wise. Let's see here. Avengers Endgame finally surpassed Avatar for whatever. Zoe Saldana probably feeling pretty good about the whole thing.
Though. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know. So.
When Star Trek is your third most valuable franchise.
Mm-hmm. You're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in August. People are on vacation.
Yeah, it's quiet, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it being quiet.
People have apparently gone to see Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, I haven't yet.
Neither have I.
Well, I know you haven't, because you have absolutely no interest. I'm actively considering, hey, you know, I enjoy the chemistry of these two characters and stars. Why not?
Not my job to talk people out of killing themselves.
No, it's not.
Said Chief Wiggum.
Well, yeah, that kind of puts things in a different context.
Yes.
Anyways, what if one of our listeners wanted to get in touch with us and let us know what they're thinking as far as movie news or, you know, the state of cinema?
Well,
the transition from the traditional theatrical rollout to a more diverse platform.
Well, you could email us.
Yeah, where would they do that?
mail@neonmoviebunker.com.
Okay, that's a really good option. Where else could they get in touch with us?
facebook.com/neonmoviebunker.
True.
twitter.com/neonmoviebunker or @neonmoviebunker.
That's also true. Good way to get in touch with us. They could also get in touch with you directly.
@JohnNMB.
Or with me directly.
@LRANeonMB.
And then, of course, they could subscribe.
Subscribe in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify.
Mm-hmm. And once you've done all that, might as well swing by
www.neonmoviebunker.com.
Mm-hmm. Where not only do you find all the shows, you'll find some movie trailers, you'll find interesting notes about things happening in cinema. Sometimes special events happening in the Chicagoland area. All sorts of fun stuff.
Yes. So please, investigate.
Mm-hmm.
And then get back to us and say,
right. And
hey. This is what you're doing right. And these are the many, many things you're doing wrong.
Well, that's, I guess, one way of looking at it. I would like to be more optimistic. I'd like to be a lot of things.
Yeah. It's a good world and worth fighting for. I agree with the second part.
Thanks, Somerset. So, John,
yes.
Having not seen Hobbs and Shaw, what did you see?
I saw The Farewell.
Oh. And how did that fare for you?
I'm not gonna bite.
Dang it. Oh. Your your willpower is too strong.
That's right.
Hell, Jordan, but I shall break it.
I saw The Farewell, written and directed by Lulu Wang, starring Awkwafina, Tsi Ma, Diana Lin, Jim Liu, Xuzhen Zhao, and others.
Okay.
Billy is 30 and living in New York.
All right.
And she talks to her grandmother in China on the phone every so often. And then she goes to her parents' house for dinner one night. And, well, they're acting a little squirrely. And they discover that Billy's beloved grandmother, matriarch of the whole family, has stage 4 lung cancer.
Oh, no.
and has been given about 3 or 4 months.
That sucks.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And here's where things get interesting.
Okay.
The family has decided not to tell Nai-Nai.
Okay. She has known. Fair enough.
And just kind of let it happen as a surprise, as it were.
Hmm.
And Billy...
Isn't there a cultural precedent for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Billy's still not exactly on board.
Okay, fair enough.
She does not understand why you don't tell her.
Mm.
And, well, the whole family's getting together back in China for her cousin's wedding.
Hmm.
Her cousin has been dating this girl for 3 months and suddenly is getting married because they need to get the family together for something.
Right.
And Billy's parents go back, but she's not expected to until, and then she shows up on Nai-Nai's front door.
Hmm.
With the rest of the family there. And it becomes a kind of a tug of war between Billy's desire to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the desire to keep the peace.
Gotcha.
And the wedding goes off, and the family spends a lot of time together, and there aren't exactly, like, major secrets learned or anything. It's not that kind of movie. It's,
okay.
But I don't want to say too much more.
All right.
First thing we see on screen are the words, "based on an actual lie."
Okay.
This actually happened to Lulu Wang's family.
All right.
And she was in the Billy slot. And
gotcha.
Turned this into a movie.
As one does.
Yes. It's a well-done movie. Awkwafina proves she can handle this more dramatic material.
Okay.
And do it well.
She was a lot of fun in last year's Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah. And Ocean's 8.
In general, she's got a great on-screen presence.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good here in the role that carries most of the weight. I should warn some listeners. This movie's about 75 to 80% in Chinese with subtitles.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you're one of those weird anti-subtitle people, move on.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. Because this is a fine piece of filmmaking. Visually, it's got weird occasional echoes of Wes Anderson, just in terms of framing.
Okay. All right.
And I could almost see this being a Tenenbaums-like... This is kind of a Tenenbaums-like family.
Okay.
Multi-generational.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of got their own issues.
Mm-hmm.
But
still, there's that one cohesive story. And
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this is a pretty good piece of work. You know, your parents are going to like it. It's PG, you know, you can take your kids to it.
Okay.
It's excellent for the whole family. there's been a lot of cheerleading for it as one of the best things of the year. I'm not going to go that far.
Mm.
But it's...
something to look for.
Yes, definitely.
Would you say... I mean, you say that it's more dramatic material for Awkwafina than we've seen her in the past.
Yeah.
Would you say that this is a firmly in the drama category?
No, because there's... it's got at least three toes in comedy.
Okay. Okay.
It's not... It's not heavy.
Okay.
Even though it's...
it's dealing with some relatively weighty topic. It's topics. It's not...
yeah.
Gotcha.
The Farewell in theaters now. Worth the effort to seek out.
Excellent. Available on Blu-ray this week from our friends at Arrow is Alice, Sweet Alice, or also known as Communion, starring Linda Miller, Mildred Clinton, Paula E. Shepherd, Niles McMaster, Rudolph Wilrick, Michael Hardstark, and Brooke Shields.
Wow.
Yes. Directed by Alfred Soule, written by Soule and Rosemary Ritvo, tells the story of a family in 1961 New Jersey. This family, well, there are two daughters in the family, and one of the daughters is murdered.
Hmm.
In church, right before her first communion.
Oh, wow.
And there's no...
That's...
yeah.
That's the wrong crime for that setting.
Okay, then. The discovery of the dead girl is rather gruesome, considering that she's put in, you know, the pews where you can store the all the copies of... the Bible and all the hymnals and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody opens that, puts the girl in there, lights a candle, puts that in with the girl, closes it, and kind of broasts her.
Ooh.
And she's discovered during First Communion this way.
Hmm.
As the police begin to investigate and try to discern who the killer of sweet little Karen is, Alice, Karen's sister, her behavior becomes a bit more erratic.
Mm.
She's had some trouble at school, as Father Tom points out to her mother. And her aunt has always kind of not quite trusted Alice.
Mm.
But Alice is like an 8-year-old girl. What's she going to do? I mean, she has no control over the life, the world around her.
Or does she?
Her father, her estranged father, who has remarried, has come back to help investigate and deal with the passing of the older sister. And, well, bodies start to pile up, as do motives and subplots. And this movie gets weird. This movie gets weird.
Cool.
I would almost say it gets 2006 Black Christmas weird.
Wow.
Because it gets pretty freaking weird.
That's quite weird.
Yeah. The performances in it are really impressive. In particular, Jane Lowry, who plays the... Aunt Annie, the one who's giving Alice the side eye throughout most of the movie, has some scenes that are incredibly powerful and really well performed. Paula E. Shepherd, who plays Alice, is able to strike the right amount of balance between, okay, yeah, it's a kid, and there's something wrong with that kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are just some characters like the super of the building that they live in, who's this huge, rotund man who shaves his eyebrows and lives with an unknown number of kittens and likes to verbally harass the kids in the building. It's the movie gets weird.
Sounds like it.
Kitten as Weapon takes place. This is a pretty twisted psychological thriller. I don't know that I'd put it as a horror movie, firmly into the horror camp. It's not like a slasher, although it certainly has elements of that, and it has that sort of vibe to its production. However, a lot of the story elements and the performances are stronger than you'd typically find in a slasher movie, particularly a 1970s slasher movie. So this movie is worthy of the attention that Arrow's bringing to it. It's just such a weird movie. As I mentioned, the movie has an alternate title being Communion. The main print of the film on the disc is under the title Communion, but the alternate titles are available on the disc, as are several behind-the-scenes featurettes, a couple of retrospectives, an audio commentary, the UK trailer, the US trailer. It's a loaded Blu-ray, and it looks and sounds great.
Cool.
On this. This is a slam dunk for Arrow. You know, this is exactly why Arrow... This is the type of movie for them to do, and this is them doing it really, really well. You know? It's like Criterion releasing a great edition of...
Ingmar Bergman.
Yeah, that's the level of quality that we're dealing with here. Just the right title for the right production house. And I would say it's not for everybody. You know, it's an R-rated movie. There's violence, there's language, there's some things that will make you very uncomfortable in it. But it's really well made and well presented. I would say give this one a shot.
All right. So listeners, did you see The Farewell or did you see Alice, Sweet Alice? Please let us know what you thought. Mail at neonmoviebunker.com.
In the meantime.
DVDs and Blu-rays.
That's right. And coming out on DVD and Blu-ray this week is Girls of the Sun, a film from last year, an all-women war film. And now it's available on home video for your perusal.
Neat.
Yeah.
Also coming on DVD and Blu-ray this week is Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Yes. That's a fun movie.
Yeah, I guess.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite jump to the level of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Which is kind of what it's going for.
Which is definitely what it's going for. But it's an admirable effort.
Yes.
You know?
And I certainly didn't have trouble staying awake watching it.
No, of course not.
No. Got anything for us to avoid this week?
I do, actually. There's The Curse of La Llorona coming out this week. And
La Llorona.
It's not entirely awful. However, unless you are a completist in the Conjuring franchise, and yes, I'm spoiling the big surprise, it's not necessarily something you have to seek out.
Okay. I still say people should avoid The Lion King.
I have thus far managed to do that.
All right. Hey, Ellery.
Hey, John.
Let's go to the movies.
Okie dokie. Let's go see Hobbs and Shaw.
No.
Oh, well, what are we going to go see then?
First on our list of things to see right now is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I can agree with that. It's a good movie.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Next on our list of things to see right now, let's go with Spider-Man Far From Home.
Also a good movie. Fun time.
And last on our list of things to see right now is The Farewell.
Okay. If you're going to stay home and pop something into your home video player of choice, be it DVD, Blu-ray, or streaming, the first thing I'm going to recommend to you is actually Detective Pikachu. I had a really good time watching it. Not necessarily the heights of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but definitely stands toe-to-toe with Space Jam. How's that?
Okay.
Let's see here. Follow that up with, well, Alice, Sweet Alice is a twisted movie, but really well put together. And, you know, there happens to be something available on digital right now that I think people may be interested in. if they're one of the five people that missed it in theaters. But Avengers Endgame is available on digital download now. So
yeah, if you want to hasten the death of physical media.
It's not going to hasten the death of physical media. It's just going to... like I've said before, digital download is your VHS. Physical media, Blu-ray, 4K, that's going to be your Laserdisc. Until there's a huge shift, which there may or may not be.
Yeah. Want to take the opportunity to mention our email address one more time, mail@neonmoviebunker.com. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/neonmoviebunker. We are on Twitter at neonmoviebunker. I'm at JohnNMB.
I am at LRANeonMB.
And, of course, please subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify.
Mm-hmm. So many options available to you.
And please visit our new and improved website at www.neonmoviebunker.com. And so we come to the end of another episode of Neon Movie Bunker. This week's episode is produced by LRA Stanek. The executive producer is Kate Walpole. The new executive producer is Maggie Stanek. The theme song is by
Dr. Awkward and the 99 Trio.
So until next time, I'm John Robinson.
I'm LRA Stanek.
And we'll probably see you at the movies.